Here are the headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 19, 1920. Thanksgiving this year will mean more to the 30 boys and girls of the Larkin Home for Children than the mere date of universal Thanksgiving offering by the Pilgrim Fathers. Thanksgiving this year will mean a big treat to the children of the home, a treat in the shape of a donation of fruits, candy, and other foods. The donation is made by the 4,000 employees of the Elgin National Watch Company under the supervision of the Employees Advisory Council. A number of Elgin business and professional men who have been informed of the big cooperative movement at the factory this year expressed warm approval and appreciation of the undertaking. Elgin needs a new city jail. That was the announcement of the State Department of Public Welfare in the Institution Quarterly Report made public today. The women's detention room in the City Hall draws special criticism. The report states, "The jail is kept in as clean a condition as possible, but it is not a fit place for confining prisoners. The women's detention room should never be used. It lacks privacy and would necessarily have a degrading effect upon any woman confined there." The second mixed recreational party of young men and women of the city, which was held last evening in the gymnasium of the YWCA, was even more successful than the first function. A company of 20 couples attended, enjoying a merry evening of games, stunts, and dancing with music furnished by Tetzner's Orchestra. Refreshments of old-fashioned popcorn balls and apples were served. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.